Thank you to Babbel for sponsoring this video.
Oh my gosh, she has literal claws and she's like, cut your nails.
Yeah, well, these are my real nails.
Oh, wow.
Okay, you ready
for it? She's so feisty.
Did I tell them we're watching A Nightmare on Elm Street?
I think so.
I think let's do it then. Wow, we just watched A Nightmare on Elm Street.
We did. I get the name now. It's the nightmare that lives on Elm Street because it happened to all the people living on Elm Street. It's funny that we didn't ever get a pickup of the street sign Elm Street.
Yeah.
Right?
Talk to me. Okay, we got to start with the ending.
Yeah.
And then we'll get into the whole movie, but just the ending. Both you and me, at the end of this, we just went, oh. Because that's not what I was expecting us to. It almost felt like we were just about to have a happy ending.
Right. I agree.
Because she turned her back on him.
And then she told him, like, you get out of here.
And I'm so the whole point is, like, your fears can't get you if you don't let them.
Right.
But then he takes control of the car and...
Right. And all her friends...
grabs the mom.
So, yeah, and all her friends that were dead are alive now.
Right.
So it's like...
maybe she died.
Yeah.
I don't know. What do you make of the ending?
I don't
know.
What
is your interpretation of what just happened? It's like one of those you want to go look at a bunch of YouTube videos to figure out, like, ending
explained.
To be
like, what does that mean?
Yes.
It is weird, like, the conversation she's having with him when he disappears is her, like, facing all of her fears, being like, I'm not giving you any energy. She wakes up. He can't get to her anymore.
We see his body disappearing.
Right. What changes? Why is he able to get to the car and to mom?
Or maybe it is just mom.
Maybe it's just...
now we're in mom's nightmare.
Exactly. I feel like that might be it, but then the car was throwing me off because I thought...
that's what mom's seeing.
Right. Oh, right. Because I was thinking, well, then why is he also in the dude's, in Johnny Depp's car? But you might be right because I was like, well, maybe now we're transferring... to mom, and mom is now going to have to, like, tell him off in her world, right?
Whoa.
I mean,
there's so many.
He can skip on Elm Street. He just got to go from person to person on Elm Street and be in all their nightmares. Except now he can't go back to the daughter because the daughter made him go bye-bye. But with everyone else,
he's
still
he's
free
still with
game.
Her, I don't know. You guys... okay,
yeah.
We're going to have to watch explainer videos and you guys let us know, but also, okay.
Leave it in the comments
or
something.
Regardless of the ending, I feel like that movie had us by the throat the entire time.
Yeah. I mean, I was very intrigued the whole time. I mean, the way that the mom talks, and the daughter, I said that earlier, but like the mom really turned me for a loop a bit. I mean, I really liked her, but the way she just is, I was like, is this going to turn into something? Especially how she waved at the end. It was like so classic. But maybe that's just like what the vibe was in the 80s. I don't know.
Who were the other people that killed Freddy Krueger with her?
Right.
And
like,
is that Nightmare she said, on Elm Street 2, 3, 4?
Ooh, all the moms getting together. I love that part of the story because the second she started to say that, where she's like, all the parents got together, I was like, hell yeah, I'd be one of those parents and be like, you're going to die now.
What was a little confusing about that to me is when she started telling the story, I thought she meant it was like a while ago when they were kids, like when they were young, but then she's
right.
Like, all the parents got
parents.
Together. So it must have been in the last
recent
few years.
Right. Yeah, I think so. Mm. I also, yeah, and I'm curious why she kept the glove. Where it's like, that's a piece of evidence to show that you killed him. But, oh, now it makes more sense. Now it's all coming to me. Because she married the cop. So, like, he would have protected her. But that would have meant that he knows about Freddy Krueger.
And then he
her
wouldn't
husband,
have acted this
and
way.
And then he wouldn't have...
okay, but what... so how are we going to justify the husband coming in with the girl, seeing what happened with the mom,
and then leaving.
Upsetting? Unless that was a nightmare.
Unless it was
a
nightmare.
It's so weird because we're watching this from a 2024 lens, right?
Yeah.
But at the time, you know how now it's like if a movie ends with you waking up and the whole thing was a dream and you're like, that's such a cop out.
Right.
But in 1984, that wouldn't be a cop out.
No, this would have been the first of its generation
and
to even do what it's doing.
Right. And that's not exactly what happened here. Like, this is kind of like the I See Dead People of the 80s where
yeah.
it's like, don't fall asleep. And then, but at the end, I just don't know whether it was a dream or wasn't a dream. If we're still in a dream, whose dream we're in, and what the deal with the dad was, seeing that makes me feel like it was still a dream. And when she looks at him, is like, you can't control me. It's such a powerful message, right? Your fears can't control you if you don't let them.
Right.
But then we dipset on that real quick.
Yeah, I agree. It goes right
I'm
back
talking
to
in circles.
Yeah, well, no, I mean, that's it. I mean, the ending is leaving us for a bit of a loop, because when you go, I thought it was going to just be like, oh, it's bright and like, I feel great, like $1 million. And like, she fought off Freddy Krueger by telling him F you. And now she rides off with her friends. But like, that leaves us in a really good position to be like, oh, sequel. Because how can you really kill? If she killed him, then he can just easily move to someone else on good old Elm Street and be in their nightmares. Like, it just made
me... Is that
me,
how that works?
I assume that he cannot now get to the daughter, that he can just get to the mom and all the friends. But it's still weird because we see the daughter like reacting.
He can only come for kids, though, it seems, right? Like, he's a kid killer.
Right.
I don't know if that's true, though.
Well, that's what mom said. Guys, I do not know.
Mom's a reliable source.
Yeah, yeah. She's a real drunk.
If you hadn't known... when it came up that Johnny Depp, would you have known that was Johnny Depp? Like, it was so different.
It was different, but like, even when you said, you're like, his voice is different, it's a little different. But then when you hear him speak a little bit more, you're like, it sounds to me very much like Johnny Depp, but obviously younger, because he has such like a tone in his voice and with his delivery. I would have recognized him for sure, but he does look like he's like 12.
This movie was very confident in itself.
Uh-huh.
In every shot, in all, even like with something as silly as like introducing Johnny Depp, it was like, we know we're about to introduce him to the entire world. You guys are going to.
Through this movie.
Through this movie. Like,
yeah.
The music too, and the cues, and like that like creaker of anytime he was there. And also, like, I feel if Freddy Krueger as a character was in a different movie, he might have looked silly, but in this movie, he looked spooky as hell.
And
you know?
Really good.
Because of the rest of everything else. But like, when you think like, it was not like he looked like a burn victim. He looked like a cartoon kind of in some ways, but it was freaky as hell.
I agree. I think I would be curious if you guys leave in the comments, like, what's the first movie that Wes Craven did? What number was this that he was on?
All right, we got to look some things up.
To be like so sure. And I also just want to say that like the practical effects in this movie are 10 out of 10 for me.
Yes.
Like the wall move, when that thing comes off and he comes through the wall, that is something that the bed, I mean, the wall first, but then like he goes down through the bed, the blood coming up and out. That is not CG. That's like practical, where they had to build a set, flip it upside down, bust some major blood through that and have that room fill up. Also, just like her climbing in the beginning with the blonde girl, how she climbs up on the wall and on the ceiling. She's flipped around. I mean, what a great visual.
Hello there, esteemed viewer of The Real Rejects.
I, Greg Alba, language connoisseur and worldly gentleman,
am here to bestow upon you the secrets of Babbel.
Babbel is an engaging language learning app designed for real-life conversations, offering quick 10-minute lessons tailored by linguistic experts to effectively teach you a new language. Its conversation-based approach, enhanced with speech recognition technology, makes Babbel worth trying for anyone looking to learn at their own pace, anytime, anywhere.
My dear friends, in this age of monolingual mundanity. Babbel is our beacon of hope, crafted by an army of over 150 language experts.
Their lessons are like linguistic caviar, rich, refined, and oh so satisfying.
Personal tale of triumph. I once whispered sweet nothings in Spanish, or for the layman, Espanol, to my wife, courtesy of Babbel. Her reaction, well, I'll tell you, she was utterly bewitched.
Greg, you silver-tongued devil. No paraphrasing.
She exclaimed such vocabulary as I bask in the glory of my perfect pronunciation. Because Babbel isn't just about learning words.
It's about embracing the art of conversation with podcasts, live classes,
and a veritable smorgasbord of interactive lessons. I know the words I'm saying. And their speech recognition? It's like having a personal language butler, ensuring every syllable is impeccably crisp. Now brace yourselves for an offer of monumental proportions. Here's a special limited time deal for our viewers and listeners to get you started right now. Get 55% off your Babbel subscription. But again, only for our viewers at babbel.com/rejects. 55% off at babbel.com/rejects. Spelled BABBEL.com/rejects. Rules and restrictions may apply. Join me, the Greg Alba, in the adventure of language mastery at Babbel. We shall not just learn no, nay, we shall conquer the world of communication. Or as they say in Spanish, comunicación. We're done with this app.
Dude, Wes Craven is just like the king of all horror.
Of horror.
In 1977, he did The Hills Have Eyes.
Yeah, see, I knew that he had been doing this for a while, so that's probably why I'm just not as very familiar with all of his films.
He did Swamp Thing in 82.
Okay.
Invitation to a couple TV movies, Hills Have Eyes Part 2 in 84, right before Nightmare on Elm Street.
Okay.
He also, do you know a movie called Deadly Blessing? I've never heard of that.
Nope.
But it's with Sharon Stone.
Ooh. Hey, Sharon.
But also with this movie, Nightmare on Elm Street, he did, in fact, write it as well. So
this is
like his baby. And then following this movie afterwards, we know so many of the things that he's worked on, but it's just crazy to see all of these titles. Like,
right.
The People Under the Stairs with my acting coach, Sean Whalen.
Oh, look at that.
Scream, Scream 2.
Yep.
Scream 3.
He directed all those?
Wow, he directed Red Eye, which is a movie I just watched on this channel.
I love Red Eye.
Too. That's crazy. Scream 4, he directed as well.
Really? I didn't know that.
Damn. Wow, Wes Craven is like...
How old is he?
He died.
He did die, right?
In 2015, he died at 76.
Oh, okay.
Wow, what an unbelievable legacy he left behind.
What was his last movie?
His last movie was, as a director, his last movie was Scream 4.
Scream 4,
okay. In 2011. And as a writer, his last movie, looks like he has one upcoming project. He did, maybe it's People Under Stairs, like a reboot or something. I don't know. Or maybe they're just giving him credit for
of
it.
Of course,
yeah.
For Adapted By.
Wow. Damn with him. But I also want to look at some of this cast because you and I seem to be really enamored by a lot of them.
Right.
But I don't know. Okay, so Heather Langenkamp is the one who played Nancy.
Okay.
The one with the bluest of blue eyes.
Yeah.
It seems like she's still
acting.
Oh, that's where... Crazy. Did you watch The Midnight Club, which is the Mike Flanagan show?
Oh, I love Mike Flanagan.
It was his,
I did not.
Okay, he did a show and she was in that which is interesting. Let's see what else she did that she's known for. Seems like she's still working nonstop.
Really? Okay.
But all things that I have not seen, New Nightmare, Just the 10 of Us is a... TV show that was on from 87 to 90.
Oh, okay.
That she was in that I don't know.
I don't know.
Glitch, which was a horror movie. Cottonmouth. A lot of horror stuff.
Nope, know him.
Then the guy who played, Fred Krueger. Freddy versus Jason, Nightmare. It seems like this is his jam.
This is his thing. What he did.
Yep.
Right. Yep, yeah.
Totally.
Okay.
Totally. Wow.
Nice. Okay. I mean, good job. Also, that voice.
The dad, who I felt like I really recognized too, he's worked. He has. Guess how many IMDb credits he has.
I wonder if it's high or low. I'm gonna say 11.
197.
Oh wow.
You love to
see
it. That's a lot of credits. He died in 2020 at the age of 83.
He's been working all his life. Good for him.
Yeah, and he just kept on booking.
Kept on going.
Wow, holy crap. Really, really talented cast. Surprised to kind of not have seen a lot of them. Oh, that dude. What was the guy? Who was the dude that wasn't Johnny Depp?
Right. The dude in the beginning. I don't recognize him at all either, where I'm like, did he continue working? Because there was a point during the jail cell scene where he got kind of like emotional. He was like calmed down, wasn't playing that like, here's a knife and like a-hole character. And he was really believable in that. I thought he did a good job. And I was like, oh, okay. I'm liking this guy as from an acting standpoint.
Yeah, he does Christmas movies now. And Atlas Shrugged, Collateral Damage, This Is Christmas, All I Want for Christmas.
Oh, that's like my dream. I want to be in all the Christmas movies.
That's dope. I mean, that's
great.
And bringing joy to people. I thought he was really good. His first name is JSU.
Jisoo?
I don't know.
Jisoo. Jisoo. JSU. Maybe it's just JSU.
Yeah.
JSU.
The film, the grittiness of this.
Yeah.
You know when you watch a movie and as filmmakers ourselves and actresses ourselves, and you're just like, I want to make a movie that looks like that.
Yeah.
Like, I want to make a movie where people look like people.
Yeah.
Where people's teeth look like real people's teeth. And their eyebrows look like real people's eyebrows.
Totally.
And the way that they speak and the way that they move and the way that they, whatever, they're real humans. The parents are parents' age.
Right.
And the kids are of
parents'
that
age. Yeah. Yes.
And like the grit on it looks like they're walking down the street and it's not sped up, but it's not digitized and you didn't take out that pimple. Like,
right.
Just watching it felt raw and real and creepy. And that's so weird. Because half of it's in a dream sequence, but like,
right,
it's felt so present. And yeah, I get why this is one of the big what is it's Halloween, it's Nightmare, and it's there's another one.
17.
No, it's not 17.
There's something, I swear to God, it's like 15, 13.
No, girl,
13th floor, 13th, no, biggest, 17.
Biggest horror franchises of all time.
I swear to God, if there's a title
biggest horror franchise
that doesn't have 17 in it, y'all, I'm losing my mind.
Scream is also another one, obviously. But no, I'm talking about with a big bad like this was. No, I don't know what I'm thinking of.
I don't know.
Please let me know in the comments.
We got to know because now I'm blanking on it, too. Like, we need to watch all the big horror things.
It's Freddy. It's Jason. Oh, Freddy.
Yeah,
no,
what's
that? Sorry, Jason. Jason. Who's Jason?
Crystal Lake?
No, Jason Voorhees.
Yeah, I know, but he's at Crystal Lake, right?
I don't know what's it called. Not Nightmare. Freddy. Jason. Jason. Jason Voorhees. What is he in? What is he in?
He's at Crystal Lake. I'll tell you that.
What is he Friday the 13th.
Ah, I did a number.
That's what 17 was?
Yeah. Remember? And then I went 15, 14, 13, 13th floor is what I said. You can rewind the tape.
I don't think you said that.
I did. I did. I said it. I said it. And now we know. I'm not insane. I picked a number.
You guys, if you are in the chat.
I was close.
Okay, if you're in the comments, be easy on us because I'm sure
close.
You want to slaughter us right now. I understand
close.
That 17 is not that close to 13.
It is pretty dang close, y'all.
But it's Freddy, Jason, and Mike. Those are the big three.
Yeah.
And Michael Myers. Those are the big three. And now I get why he's one of them. Freddy was creepy as hell. That was the whole point of that. 17. You know what it's like.
You know what's
That's
up now.
That's the deal. Any other final thoughts about this or 17?
I mean, I love the way that this was shot. Like I said, great job on the practical effects. I miss the practical stuff. I like watching a movie knowing that they didn't use CGI in it. I mean, they might have because like they would have been in a special effects area in the 80s. But I feel like all of this was very practical, which I love. And I want to go back and just take all of the mom's movements and make a meme out of them. Like, I'm like, the way she turns off a light and just how she grabs things. Mom all the way. Love this film. Love it. I'm down to watch the whole shebang. So, like, you better share the crap out of this and like it and comment.
Oh, if they don't.
Tell us how cool we are.
I'll be pissed.
Yeah, come on now. You don't want to see Roxy mad.
Or the other?
She's got claws.
Are the other nightmares good?
I have no idea. I don't even think I've seen Friday the 13th, y'all. Which is sad because
I don't think I saw it either based on the fact that we thought it was called.
Based on the fact that I thought it was called 17. Yeah. The struggle is real.
All right. That's all for now, folks. Thank you so much for being here with us on this unbelievable journey. Hopefully we'll see you for the part two.
Yeah.
Where I think it does Elm Street again.
Elm Street
fights
it's
back.
Elm Street. It's
the revenge of the Street of Elms.
Of Elms.
And all of the elks come to Elm Street.
Totally. And maybe there'll be a 17 in there too. You never know.
there were 17-year-olds in this.
Bingo, something. Baby.
Later, rejects.